Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Five proofs that Democrats are on the verge of gun confiscation. We will be discussing that today. The National Shooting Sports makes a statement in the Washington Post on the 20th. I'm going to open the program reading that statement to you in just a moment. No one man, no man has the right to keep me from exercising my rights. You will not believe what is happening in Lowell, Massachusetts. But wait, you will believe it because it's Democrats doing it, and you listen to this program and you understand who wants our guns. And some statements for you Democrats who own guns, who have, quite frankly, allowed your party to run roughshod over you and thereby the rest of the nation when it comes to our constitutional freedoms. Some statements about you. I'm not going to be easy on you. I'm going to pressure you. And I'm going to ask you to do some soul searching because you have some soul searching to do. And when you hear those beeps, that's just another story coming in to the AAR radio hotline. So I'll leave it on for you so you can hear the beeps come in. We can't keep up with the content anymore. Not with 6 days on the radio, we could add an extra day. And it wouldn't be enough time. Too much to talk about. The National Shooting Sports Foundation made a statement, if you will, in response to Barack Obama's onslaught over the last, several years, but predominantly over the last few weeks. Take a listen to this, and then we're going to go to the full-on discussion with Dave Workman in just a moment. This addressed Obama and his quote-unquote duplicitous statements about the firearms industry. The man has been on an attack mode role. And when he attacks the firearms industry and demonizes the National Rifle Association, everybody's famous whipping post, he's attacking you. Take a listen to how the NSSF responded in the Washington Post on the 20th. Dear Mr. President, the men and women of America's firearms and ammunition industry are profoundly disappointed by your statements that we stand in the way of improving public safety. We are America's gun safety experts, in the true meaning of that phrase. We provide the firearms to our nation's military, law enforcement agencies, and the civilian market for hunting, target shooting, and self-defense. Mr. President, we share the goal of reducing the intentional misuse of guns and enhancing the safety of our communities. We work toward that goal every day. We launched our Fix NICS SSM initiative in 2013 to encourage the states to report all appropriate adjudicated mental health and criminal records to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. We have succeeded in getting legislation passed in 16 states to help enable this outcome. We welcome your administration's attention to this issue. We are federal firearms licensees. Most firearm sales at gun shows and over the Internet are made by licensed retailers and currently receive background checks. We support further resourcing for staffing and increasing operational hours for the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS, to make the system more responsive. We have long called for effective enforcement of the many laws already on the books covering the criminal misuse of firearms and would encourage the administration to carry through on this directive. Our industries don't lie for the other guy, anti-straw purchasing program, 100% funded by the industry and run in cooperation with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, would gain resonance through vigorous prosecutions of offenders. Through Project ChildSafe and our manufacturer's new gun sales, the industry has distributed 100 million free gun locks. Run without any taxpayer assistance for 7 years, Project ChildSafe's effectiveness is recognized by its adoption by 15,000 law enforcement departments nationwide. Our industry has never opposed development of smart gun technology. We have serious concerns about the safety and advisability of the concepts involved. Accordingly, law enforcement agencies and consumers themselves will have to determine whether firearms with this technology would be consistent with operational needs, as your team points out. We oppose legal mandates for this technology, particularly since there are well-proven methods to secure firearms, and firearms accidents are at 100-year low levels. Our traditions are strongly held, underpinned by the constitutionally protected lawful commerce in firearms. Our hundreds of thousands of employees and the families that depend on them are not your enemies, and we deeply resent being cast in that light. A very powerful and bold statement that was shown at the SHOT Show at the State of the Industry dinner and that ran on the 20th in the Washington Post. A lot to cover with you today. Let's get on it. Let's go to Dave Workman, one of the greatest gun rights activists and writers in the nation. Dave, welcome to the program, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. It's very kind of you. Good to see you down at the SHOT Show last week.
It's always fun to see you. Dave, you were at the State of the Industry dinner. You heard this statement. You probably read it in the Washington Post. This was a powerful statement that, you know, was it too late? I mean, shouldn't this, a lot of people say, why didn't we say this stuff sooner?
Well, I actually wrote one of my Examiner columns about that last Friday morning when they posted an open letter to President Obama from the employees of the firearms industry in the press room at the SHOT Show. I got a photograph of it, illustrated the column at Examiner.com with the photograph. The reaction I got was uniformly positive from people who read the thing there at the SHOT Show. They're just disgusted, I guess is the best term to use, with the way that the firearms industry and gun owners have been systematically and uniformly demonized simply because we choose to exercise a fundamental civil right.
Well, demonized is, believe me, I could use stronger words, but you're right. I used it myself. When they talk about demonizing, we talk about demonizing the National Rifle Association, which is, you know, an easy scapegoat for the gun grabbers in this country to go after because the media has chosen to make them their target. And what most people, for whatever reason, fail to recognize is that the National Rifle Association represents tens of millions of Americans, not just the 5 million members. But if you just want to say, okay, the 5 million members, that's judges. That 5 million members is made up of judges, lawyers, doctors, farmers, active duty and retired military and law enforcement personnel, your school teachers, your bus drivers, and someone from every walk of life. And it is not only disheartening, it's angering, isn't it? And it causes a lot of resentment, doesn't it, when we see these words and hear these words?
Well, I'm not sure if I'd call it anger as much as disappointment. Here is the NRA, and they're not the only gun rights organization out there. You've got the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the Gun Owners of America. Of course, the Second Amendment Foundation is not really an advocacy group so much as an education and legal action, and they've got thousands of supporters. And what the problem is with this demonization is that the people who do this, the media, the gun prohibition lobbyists, the Michael Bloombergs of the world, they are really attacking a cross-section of America. You know, there are so many people from all different backgrounds, different races, creeds, colors that belong to these organizations. And it's like spitting on your neighbor simply because your neighbor believes that his life is worth something and he's going to defend it. His family's lives are worth something and he's going to defend them. His home is worth something. He's going to defend his home. And the other side of this argument has this, it's not a Pollyanna look anymore. It's kind of a delusional utopian approach to how they look at the way they think society ought to live, and they're more than happy to tell us how they think we ought to live. And, you know, it's really none of their business. If I'm not hurting anybody, if we're not breaking any laws, if we're not posing a threat to public safety, just leave us the hell alone.
Well said. And again, we go back to the demonization, as you just said, of a huge cross section of Americana, of our American way of life, a way of life that we've held dear and cherished for centuries. And unfortunately, there are people who, you know, either aren't smart enough, are too ignorant, or care not to find the facts, but listen to what's force-fed and spoon-fed to them simply because they are agenda-driven. And I thought that statement, we'll leave it with this when we go to a break, and then we'll carry on the conversation with Dave Workman right after the break. And there's that break. So we'll just leave it with this. The words from the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Washington Post were powerful. I've not heard any response from the administration. I don't expect to. They won't. They know what they're up to. And so do you. We'll be back with Dave Workman right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, yes it is. More post-shot wrap-up later in the broadcast. And in the final segment, I'm going to ask Dave Workman for some advice, if you will, to get his expert opinion on some thoughts that I'll be giving you, and I want him to analyze. Because I think it's time that law-abiding gun owners, we always talk on this program together about taking back the language. And I believe we are at a place here that could have been avoided had some of our friends on the other side of the aisle stood up when it mattered the most rather than remaining silent. So we're going to place some blame there, and I want Dave to give me an honest analysis. He can agree with me, disagree with me. That's the beauty of this program. Before I go back to Dave, let me read you some comments about that NSSF statement I read from my good friend Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com, who, by the way, is still stuck out in Vegas because of that snowstorm. And he's not really stuck because I just talked to him a little while ago, and he's out on the range having some fun with some leftover firepower. So I'm a little bit envious. Here's what he had to say about those remarks, essentially, and wrapped it up with this. Obama's administration has long been dishonest about the root causes of violent crime, which are typically the result of poverty, desperation, gang activity, illegal drug dealing, and mental illness. Despite collusion by this administration with the agenda-driven reporting of the mainstream media, the, quote, gun violence epidemic, so regularly brought up by President Obama and other anti-gun politicians, has been conclusively proven to be a lie. FBI data shows that the nation currently has the lowest per capita murder rate in recorded history and the lowest rate of accidental gun deaths in U.S. history, while total gun ownership and the total number of firearms in society are the highest they've ever been. I will add to that as a direct result of him, I might add. And number two, point out, to put this in perspective for you, as I did with the BBC, because they don't get these numbers, we are a nation of 320 plus million people in possession of hundreds of millions of firearms. So when you look at those numbers per capita, pay very careful attention to that and keep that in perspective. Dave, your thoughts on Bob Owens' wrap-up of that NSSF comment, and then we'll move on to another topic.
Well, I was with Bob the other night at the industry dinner. We sat at the same table. And he has sized up pretty well. I think anybody who read my column or his column understands that the firearms industry right now, the Obama administration is at war with them. The Obama administration declared war on them. Hillary Clinton has picked up that cudgel and is promising to remain at war. And I think that repeating this over and over again, that, hey, we didn't pick on anybody. They're coming after us, and the reason they're coming after us, they don't like the idea that we're exercising our Second Amendment rights. We need to keep reminding people about that, because if the Second Amendment falls, the First Amendment is going to be right behind it. And I make my living off the First Amendment, and so do you. I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment. I'm a card-carrying journalist. In some places, that may make me the Antichrist, but that's too bad. You know, we have a Bill of Rights. It's an all-or-nothing proposition, and that includes the Second Amendment. We've got to respect that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the First. People don't tie these two together enough. Let's briefly do that. The Second Amendment, the enemies of our Second Amendment freedoms, that's what they are. That's why I refer to them as un-American when they come after any portion of the Bill of Rights. It wouldn't matter if they were coming after our First Amendment, or if it wouldn't matter if it was our Fourth Amendment protections. The fact of the matter is that the enemies of our Second Amendment very skillfully use the First Amendment to come after our Second Amendment rights. And that's why we have to take this language back. And it's very, very important that we do so. The term assault weapons or common sense, or let's use the term that they like to throw around now, and that's gun safety. I thought this NSSF statement was powerful in the sense that right at the beginning of the statement, here's what it pointed out. We are America's gun safety experts in the true meaning of that phrase. And of course, that's a direct slap at every town for gun safety, correct?
Yeah, it is. And I don't consider it a slap. I consider it setting the record straight. We all know, or at least we should know, that the National Rifle Association has been referred to as the Red Cross of gun safety for generations. I've been a certified NRA firearms instructor for more than 30 years. I know other guys who are firearms instructors and who are training counselors who train the firearms instructors.
Right.
We've been doing this for generations. And yet for Michael Bloomberg, you know, the billionaire guy that wants to buy the Second Amendment because he thinks he can, he didn't want anybody to know that. And his Every Town for Gun Safety, which I think is not grassroots so much as it is AstroTurf, they're claiming that they teach gun safety, but their definition of gun safety is taking guns away from everybody. That's not safety. That's demagoguery.
Well, it's well said. I'll leave it right at that. And I'm glad you mentioned Bloomberg. We've got a couple minutes in this segment. Let's go there because Bloomberg is now very seriously, according to reports I'm reading, and not just in one particular media circle, but throughout the mainstream press in various different venues, that Michael Bloomberg is now very seriously considering an independent third-party run because he doesn't like what he's seeing with Donald Trump. And this might be the battle of the billionaires. Maybe this is just an ego thing. Another New York billionaire, I can't believe, a guy I can't stand and disagree with. I should be doing this because that's the size of Michael Bloomberg's ego. Even though he's a very small little guy, he's got a big ego and a big fat wallet. God bless him for that. That's for achieving the American dream. I have no problem with that. I wish I was as successful as he is in that respect. But Dave, he's now considering, from all reports read, a third-party run. And, of course, we all know that he is the patriarch of modern gun control push and the money behind these vicious attacks against us. What are your thoughts on him running?
Well, I'm actually intrigued by that. I'm delighted to hear it. Run, Mike, run. I want you to go out there and I want you to drain votes away from the Democrats, Hillary Clinton. I want you to split that vote right down the middle. I want you to be held responsible for the end of Democrats in the White House. And, if I can campaign for you, give me a call. You probably have my phone number.
I'll tell you what, I'm in 100% agreement with you. Everyone we've spoken to about that topic of Michael Bloomberg attempting a third-party run is of the same consensus, that this will split the Democrat Party vote. If I were Hillary Clinton or if I were Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, is leading her in, I believe right now, the latest numbers in Iowa and in New Hampshire by quite a margin, I'd be quite upset if I were either of those two. Dave, we're getting ready to take a break. Hold that thought because I want to continue it. It's very, very important. It's Bloomberg's money that's causing us to have to waste our time talking about other subjects than what we'd like to be talking about. Dave Workman returns right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, a pleasure and an honor to spend every day with you over America's airwaves. It truly is an honor, and I'm thrilled to be able to bring you this show every day and have this conversation with you. You know, I'd like to be talking about other things, like new guns and some training stuff. You know, Dave Workman was talking about being an NRA-certified instructor for over 30 years. I'm an NRA-certified instructor for about half that time. And will continue to maintain my instructor status. And the millions of people who have been trained by the National Rifle Association, who really truly learn gun safety from people like myself or people like Dave Workman, and on and on and on. These are the true safety experts, which is why that NSSF statement was so powerful. It's a great step in taking back the language. And I personally believe that Americans are much smarter than what they're spoon-fed by the mainstream agenda-driven media and the anti-gun left. However, you have heard me say many times on this airwaves that sadly, many aren't. There is a level of stupidity and ignorance. And I like to say, ignorance, if left unattended, breeds stupidity. And unfortunately, that progressive agenda depends on a certain level of stupidity and ignorance leading to stupidity to further enact their goals and their agenda. They are dependent on it. And that's sad, but true. Dave Workman, I think we've got a better connection with you now. Let's try that. And let's go back to Bloomberg
quickly. Is this an ego thing with him, do you think?
Really?
We kind of have to, yeah, because, you know, this could be not a game changer for the Republican side. This has been the most fascinating presidential primary run up to a presidential primary I've ever watched. No doubt 2016 is going to be incredibly entertaining. But Bloomberg throws a real monkey wrench into not the Republican side. If anybody out there thinks that he's going to siphon off Republican votes, they got screws loose. This guy's going to siphon Democrat votes. Is this guy going to be the Ross Perot of Hillary Clinton's campaign?
Yeah, all I can say is just run, Mikey, run.
I agree. I'm with you 100% on that. Run, 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 run. We put it up on the Facebook page at Armed American Radio the other day. Please, in capital bold letters and exclamation points, just do it. Do it.
Yeah, and you know, there's another thing, too. If he gets into the middle of a presidential campaign, it's going to take a lot of his attention. And I think people are going to see just how much of an extremist that guy really is. And we're not just talking about guns. I'm going to remind everybody about the big gulp sodas. I'm going to remind everybody about how he wants to tell you your diet every day, and you know, on and on and on. You know, stuff that went to court, and the court said, you know, sorry, Mayor, you can't do this. You know, he could go buy an island someplace, name himself as king, and I think he'd be a happy camper. And if somebody wants to go live on the island with him and be a subject, you know, I'll endorse that. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with his running for president either as a Democrat or as an independent. Go for it. He's got the money. He's got a lot of time on his hands. And, of course, we know the devil's playground is idle hands. But just encourage him to run. Take his mind off of stomping on the Second Amendment for a while, and you know, frankly, he's going to wind up with a press, a very inquisitive news press that's going to want to know, well, you know, you waited around a long time to run. Why did you decide to wait? What are you running for now? And yada, yada, yada. It's not going to be a very pleasant time for him, and I think he's going to learn that adult supervision comes in many forms, and one of them is being ripped apart by the news media.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I always got the biggest kick. You know, he was on the salt kick. He tell you how much salt you can eat or can't eat, how much soda you can drink, and what you can put in a big gulp, and how the big gulps have to be outlawed. Americans cherish and value all of our freedoms, and we don't need a nanny state mayor. Let me make this clear. He was a mayor. He's a former mayor of New York City, which to him places him at an elitist level far above all of our federally elected officials. It's really astonishing the size of this man's ego. But my take on that, when we'll move on, is gun control is a losing push for the Democrats. I firmly believe that. I believe that they are actually believing this 8 years of incredible media control that they've had, and they are now beginning to believe all of it. And all I can say is continue to believe Shannon Watts, continue to believe Michael Bloomberg. There was another story that came in that we won't have time for today, maybe tomorrow. Continue to believe their own media attention, and I think it will be suicidal for them to do so. Okay, well, it'll be interesting. You know, Michael Bloomberg, I'll leave it with this. Always fascinates me to see a guy talking about wanting to control your diet while he's standing on a podium at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest introducing about 15 or 20 people that are going to eat 60 to 70 hot dogs in less than 10 minutes. Fascinating to me, the hypocrisy that just reeks and pours from these people's pores. Okay, 5 proofs the Democrats are on the verge of gun confiscation. We'll knock that out in this segment. Then I want to talk with you, really an open conversation and frank conversation about Democrat gun owners. It's time this conversation be had. Breitbart News and AWR Hawkins, who you know very well, is reporting today 5 proofs Democrats are on verge of gun confiscation. They're referring to Front Page Mag, which published an article on Monday providing 5 of those proofs that Democrats are, in fact, on the verge of a sweeping gun confiscation push. Number one, a new Obama administration health care rule. Quoting, allowing health care providers to report the names of mentally ill patients to an FBI firearms background check system because the definition of mentally ill is arbitrary. Front Page Mag predicts the moniker of mentally ill will begin to be applied to any belief or behavior that the left would like to stamp out. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, that almost explains itself. Any time that you allow a bureaucracy to make an arbitrary decision on your exercise of the Second Amendment, and this seems to be almost an exclusive thing aimed at the Second Amendment, they're going to do it. You know, whether you have to ask permission to get a gun license to own a gun, they're going to tell you, no, your reason isn't good enough, or we're going to restrict you to owning the gun in your house, or just pick any number of scenarios. They're going to take advantage of that. And this is nothing new. You know, Obama is in his last year in office. I think that if he pulls something like that, it's going to be immediately challenged in court by everybody under the sun, probably including the ACLU. So that's not surprising to me.
Strange bedfellows with the ACLU sometimes, isn't it? It's a love-hate relationship sometimes. All right. If you're concerned about what Dave and I are talking about now as far as a bureaucrat making a decision for you, look no further than their push to have you deemed a lunatic officially for denying climate change. That's right. You climate change deniers have mental problems. This is a very slippery slope. All right, we'll push through these quickly. Then I want to talk with you about the law in Massachusetts before the next segment. Increased unvarnished calls for all-out bans on semi-automatic weapons. We already know that. The Washington Post and the New York Times have been beside themselves already calling for bans, as has Obama in a veiled attempt through his multiple now calls for Americans to emulate Australian gun confiscation. Number three, confiscation is already underway in California. That, in fact, is true. Number four, the legal groundwork for the legal groundwork for confiscation is already in place. This last point, according to AWR, overlaps the previous one somewhat, but the California example serves as a blueprint for Democrats at the federal level who have long been looking for ways to confiscate firearms. What this is referring to is generational confiscation. Generational confiscation. They're in it for the long haul. They're going to set the stage now, maybe in 10 years, maybe in another 10 years. It's one step after another. After another. Dave, when we come back, we're going to move quickly. I want to talk with you about Lowell, Massachusetts. Then I want to get some very pointed comments from you, or ask you for some, about what today's Democrat, gun-owning, gun-loving Democrat, and there are many of them out there, need to do to help put a stop to this barrage from the heads of their party who have shifted so far left that we're having this confiscation about, or this conversation about generational confiscation of our firearms. We'll be right back with Dave Workman. Don't go away.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Moving right along with Dave Workman. Fox News is reporting right now, as are other sites, critics blast Massachusetts City's new essay rule for gun carry applications. I'll tell you, I go back to my mother, Dave Workman. Can you really talk about this every week for an hour? There's more content coming in than we know what to do with. And those little dings you hear in the background, is more content coming in that I'm going to have to go through triage for the remaining week's shows. Here's what they're doing. The new law takes effect this week in Lowell, a city of 110,000 that lies 35 miles north of Boston. Pushed by Police Superintendent William Taylor and passed by the City Council, these are homeowners association wannabes, they require applicants for unrestricted handgun licenses in Massachusetts to state in writing why they should receive such a license. Taylor, who is unavailable for comment on Monday, has sole discretion for approving or denying an application. Pro-Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts says it is absurd that people should have to write an essay to the town to explain why they should be able to exercise their constitutional rights. Take it away, Dave.
Well, it's funny that this should come up close to the show because I just filed a column with Examiner.com, and anybody can read it at SeattleGunRightsExaminer.com. I just posted it a minute ago about this crazy situation. It's mind-boggling. I talked on the phone about an hour and a half ago with Jim Wallace, who's the executive director of Gun Owners Action League. He sent me a copy of a press release that they just issued today, just blistering this idea that somebody would have to state in writing or explain in writing, same thing, why they think they should have a gun permit to carry a firearm anywhere. You know, if they tried that anywhere in the western United States, west of the Mississippi or south of the Mason-Dixon, except for California maybe, there'd be tar and feathers already in the works. this kind of nonsense, this is what happens, as I explain in the column, when you allow a city government or any kind of a government, the state government, to get dominated by people who want to turn the Second Amendment into a tightly regulated government privilege. And that's not what the Second Amendment's all about. I'm not surprised that gun owners in Massachusetts are furious about this. Fox News reported this story a few hours ago. Already there's something like 400 comments on there. I stopped counting when I got to about 300 comments. People are really angry about this, and they have a right to be. I mean, you shouldn't have to justify why you want to exercise a constitutionally protected civil right.
No different, I want to point out, no different than having to ask government permission to read Huck Finn. It is absolutely no different. Okay, now, this is where I've been looking forward to getting with you for the remaining 5 to 6 minutes of this program today. This city council is dominated by Democrats. We all know police chiefs are appointed by mayors. It's a political appointee. That's why the police chiefs tend to reflect the Democrat politics of the mayor who appointed them. That's what we see across the country. And hence the same thing on the Republican side, because it is a political appointee. Unlike sheriffs who reflect their constituents, there's a difference. Now, having said that, it is the Democrat Party that wants our guns. It is the Democrat Party from the highest levels, from Barack Obama to the candidates running for president, that have made it the centerpiece of their campaign to, as you said, turn the Second Amendment into a tightly regulated privilege. It is high time. I've been very hard on Democrat gun owners. And I think it's time, Dave, that we begin to make this push. Alan Gottlieb's comment last night was, amen, amen. Here's why. It is high time that Democrats do some soul searching. And by that, I mean looking in the mirror. If you're 50 years old, if you're 45 years old, you clearly remember the Democrat Party as a far more conservative party than it is today at the highest levels. You, as a Democrat, if you're continuing to pull that lever, have a responsibility to get in the face of these politicians and stop your party in its tracks when it comes to gun control. We have to. It's going to depend on successful Democrat, what's the word I'm looking for, pushback, maybe, from within their own rank and file. Dave, take it away, please.
Well, I was talking to a guy down at the SHOT Show the other day, and we were just having one of these casual conversations about this very subject. And he says, you know something? Jack Kennedy could never get elected president today as a Democrat. They wouldn't even let him get through the convention. And I had to think about that for a minute, and he's right. I grew up out here in Washington State when Scoop Jackson and Warren Magnuson were our senators out here. And a lot of people didn't maybe think in high terms about Scoop Jackson or Warren Magnuson, but these guys, they understood their constituencies. They weren't anti-gun. They didn't try to get too deeply into managing everybody's lives. And they understood the art of politics was sitting down and talking to people instead of sitting down and telling people. I don't know where the party has gone to. It left Ronald Reagan, and it's left a lot of other people, too. You can't really get anywhere in the Democrat Party, I think, in the higher echelons, unless you pass the acid test, and the acid test right now is gun control. They've made this an issue. The American public doesn't think it's an issue, but they've made it an issue. And that tells me that whoever is in charge in that party, they've lost touch with what America is really all about. And I know a lot of people who own guns and who vote Democrat. Leaves me scratching my head. They say, oh, you know, we understand about gun control, but we can talk to these people. And I keep telling them, no, you can't talk to anybody like you think you can, because they're going to talk at you, not with you. And, you know, Alan was probably right last night. I missed the program. I was conked out because of 5 days in Las Vegas working a SHOT Show for. That'll wear anybody out. But
I hear you.
Yeah, you've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. it's a disappointing situation at the very least, because people have many issues to vote on, but when they keep electing Democrat majorities, that's how the committee chairmanships are determined. That's how judges are appointed to the federal benches. That's how all of this stuff keeps happening. And when they make gun control part of their plank, there's a problem with that. It's as if they've declared that there are only 9 amendments in the Bill of Rights. And I'm sorry, that's wrong. As I said earlier, the Bill of Rights is an all-or-nothing proposition. It's not a smorgasbord. You can't go in there and pick and choose like you do in a buffet. You take it as it is, or you're throwing it out piece by piece into the garbage. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work any other way than that.
Well, I'll take that as an agreement. Absolutely. We have to have at this point. You've got the President of the United States calling for gun owners to stand up against the NRA. No, that's not going to happen. What has to happen, Mr. President, is the members of your party, the rank and file, the voters on the streets, my neighbors who are Democrats and gun owners, and I can point right to them across this building right now. I can tell you right now they value their gun rights. It's us that needs to get those voters to stand up and get in their face. That's how we take this back. And Democrat gun owners, you're going to be an integral part of that. And if you're not willing to do it, that's fine. Don't call me and tell me you're a gun rights supporter when it's your party trying to take my rights. Dave Workman, we're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio. Thank you, sir, for everything that you do. SeattleGunRightsExaminer.com. Dave Workman, you won't read anything any better. You heard it right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and we thank him for everything that he does. Get some rest. It was a long week at SHOT. I was there with you, and you're right. I got the T-shirt, a few of them, in fact. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.